Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Ladies and gentlemen, loving yourself, having self-love, is not a matter of externalities like the food and the clothes and all
that.
I want to show you something you must do as a king.
Because
your real self is not physical. Your real self is a spirit.
And
the spirit doesn't need a big car and sumptuous food and nice clothing. The spirit doesn't need
that.
There is something that the spirit eats. There is something that nourishes the spirit. They are words spoken to the spirit. Let me show you how God will love you. If you don't get anything, write it down what I'm going to say to you. After Jesus' cross, I'm talking to you about how God loves you now. He will just tell you that I love you. He will say, I love you and I came and I died on the cross for you. But what does it mean in our practical lives? God says that because he wants to feed our real self, our spirit. That is why God will always speak words to you. I said God will always speak the fact that I love you to you. Because it is words that the real you that you must love, that it is words that it eats. That is why sometimes people can say something to somebody and you see that the thing breaks down the person's spirit so bad. Listen, nothing breaks down a human being more than wrong things said to that person. Don't forget this. God knows the secret of these words. That nothing loves a human spirit more than speaking right words to that human spirit. The person may be poor. The person may be sick. But when the right words are spoken to the spirit of a sick person, it will sustain his infirmity. How does God want you to love yourself? He wants you to declare good things to your spirit. To your spirit first. Before to other people. I said, he wants you to apply his word to yourself, to your spirit, to your inside first. Because he wants to love you properly. What we have to do as kings is not to sit down and think that, well, if God says that he loves me, then I will experience it. It If God has made us as dark-skinned people in His image, then we should experience it.
Na yanka se wanyako pa abo ye bibi fonti. I was saying ye hu bibi samno. I wa yabrabo.
What He expects of you as a king in life?
Adi a washeshe fi uhasa wahinu wabrabo imunise.
He can't take that privilege from a king.
Enya di a ube tumye yisadi ena efi ohinu.
Otherwise, the king will become a puppet.
Enya sa wahinu be ya adibi.
Who cannot do anything, but things are just done for him.
I want to me nya fi tse ye ya niyoma manu.
But God wants you to have the privilege of decreeing something to your own spirit. So when God says that I love you unconditionally, to show this love to your spirit first, you have to say to your spirit, no matter your outward condition, no matter how there is corruption around, no matter how poor you are, declare to yourself, God loves me unconditionally.
Thank you, Jesus.
When you decree that thing to yourself, when you apply it to your life yourself, first, the Bible says, the decrees of the kings, it will be established for them. In other words, practically in your life, you will begin to experience the unconditional love of God declared by your mouth to your spirit.
Adam
and Eve should have done that. Why was God coming to Adam and Eve? How was God loving Adam and Eve in the garden? Giving them food in the garden. Giving them cars and big houses to live in. Giving them children. No, He will come to them in the cool of the day. And do you know how He comes? The voice of the Lord. The voice of the Lord was walking in the garden. All that they heard was God's words, I love you, Adam. Adam and Eve asked, who are kings and rulers on this earth, must learn to take the word of God and decree it to ourselves that God loves me unconditionally. No matter how much your child is a rebel, no matter how much you are struggling in school, no matter how much you are not making ends meet, say that all the same, God loves me. And the Bible says that it will become your experience.
Hallelujah. Now I say, now kadi ehiane se Adam ni Eve. Sa asem na den nyo nyankopon ba wo kachom se medom medodo ka oso mo fa no mo kachom se ah wo nya medome emfa ho nia wo fam emfa ho nia wadesua ye emfa ho se de usika sam enya kra sori anopa na ka kire wo kra sa me kra fia wo nya medowo ka kire wo ho nya medome pa.
From today, if you don't eat sumptuous food,
se na wo nia duane ye da wo beta fre wo ha,
you are going to love your spirit.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes,
you are a king.
He
said He has made, not He will make you tomorrow when we go to heaven. He has made, past tense, kings and priests. A king who is not given the chance to declare anything is not a king. God will not just make things happen to you automatically like that. Proverbs 25, it is the glory of God to hide a matter.
Now,
I tell you, even His glory, He will hide it. But it is the honor of kings to search it out and manifest it.
So mekwa kwa shisho nyamku po enu nyamnu no ma denedi.
That is the honor we have as dark-skinned people.
When ni enu nyamu nyamku po ndi ama yese bi before.
We cannot sit down and put our hands in between our legs. You understand that African expression? Begin to declare good things that God loves you. God loves you unconditionally. Tell your spirit before it becomes the love of God is seen in your academics, is seen in your finances, before it is established for you, before it becomes a reality in your practical life, that we see that, oh, so and so, look at the love of God. He as a king should go and bring it out, declare it to himself.
It says that so that look at Job.
That book that relates to right after Adam and Eve lived.
Adam and Eve,
he says that you shall decree a thing and it will be, you will experience it. So light will shine on your ways. You think there is darkness on this continent? You think there is darkness in your life? You think there is darkness in your finances? You are confused. You can't see your way around. As far as your life, your business, or your purpose, whatever thing is concerned, you can't see your way clear. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't get anything, get this one. Before you see light in your life, before you have revelations, that is light too. Before you have directions in your business, before you have directions in your academics, before the light will shine on your ways, in the middle of the darkness, you don't say, oh, how great darkness is. Africa will never be. You have to say what God says to your spirit. Sometimes we break down our own spirit as black people. We don't have light in our lives. They can call us the dark continent for all that they care.
Black, dark something.
But as kings, we can do something. They can look down at us. They can devalue us. I'm talking generally, of course. It's not everybody who is like that, who behaves to black people like that. What I'm teaching you today is that what is important, before you see light or development or progress, what God has said to us, that I have provided for you, that there is everything that you need on this continent, I have blessed you. It is for us to say to our spirits, we are blessed. When you hear the news about corruption and everything, you don't break your spirit. You don't hate yourself. You love yourself the way God loves you. By saying, it is well with my spirit. I'm not talking about saying to somebody, obey ye.
Man can't show me, say it is well.
I'm talking about saying it to loving yourself first.
It is well.
It is well. You know, sometimes we want directions in life.
We want
light in life.
We
want development in life. But we are not loving ourselves. We are not decreeing what God has said about us, that He has provided for us. You are not decreeing that I am well provided for. I can be in Niger, I can be in South Africa, I can be in Chad, wherever I am provided for. Then the Bible says, when you decree and you sit upon your throne and you speak like a king to yourself, it is afterwards that you see that, a revelation has come. Let me pass my life this way. Let me pass my business this way. Let me pass my children this way. It is after you decree. You say, decree it as a king. Love yourself so that the light will shine in your dark ways.
Edu bebia ye hu se ya bra bo na ye basa wo kwa na si wo dwene ho a wo nte ase ye dia wo ka kire wo ane se se wo pese wo hu kan wo wa bra bo mu hu se wo nyame e ma wa namo asisi ye dia shaase kan sem nu gu wa bra bom na wo shaase se wo ka se wo nyame dome wo nyame nyame hwehwe bia wo dia ma me dada wo ka kire wo susum nya wa no keke e ho na wo be so nyame be bia wo ni wa ka kire se wo kwa wani ma wo be pem enu tifa benkum wani be ba wo ho so no wo nyame be direct wo ama dia wo fu se nya ye bi kwa na gold kura na winim na so wo de wa no ka wo nyame be ma wo kan ni mu ahu se wo kura gold be ho na wa ye ye.
When we are always saying to ourselves, as far as we will not make it. Sometimes you say it to people that it will be, but you see, because you haven't ministered to yourself, spoken to yourself, you know that what you are saying, it won't be. We are just trying to say some things in church that everything will be fine, but deep within us. We have not ministered to our spirits.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are a king. The mistake we have made is that instead of loving ourselves, we try to love other people and it doesn't be. We try to love God, it doesn't be. Because we are getting the arrangement wrong. Adam and Eve should have been saying to themselves all the time, God loves us. There was somebody who was very close to Jesus who was always saying that. He said it to himself and he even wrote it down. He says that I am the disciple whom God loves. Of the 12, everybody ran away from the cross. This man alone, John. He was the only person. You think that the 11, as of Judas, he is out. The others, all of them, they ran away. No, John didn't run away. John. The one who believed that me, I am the one. You can, Peter and everybody is there. Say, I am the one that Jesus loves. Do you know what he is doing? He's loving himself.
Now, Uncle John, Assembly see and a swan for Nina, Peter of our people, where Johnny Connor. Or no, there was him, me, Brad John. And yes, I do, yes, so. Yes, no, no, dummy, yes, dummy. And to be a Johnny, you know, you shall send you an assena, Brad John, Jina Ho. Essence or no, catch the woman, you know, be, yes, dummy. Oh, you know, Sandy Shen woman, say, me, a swanny back up, na yes, dummy.
I'm ending my message. If you want to love yourself, if you want to rehabilitate your life from the root, if you want a grounding that will bring the kingdom of God working in your life to experience all of the things that God has said in his word about us, if you want to improve your self-love, improve your self-talk. The woman with the issue of blood had a lot of problems. Time will fail me to break it down for you. But she said within herself. She said within herself, if only I touch his garment, I will be whole. She didn't say it with words. This self-talk. This self-talk I'm talking to you about. If you like, don't use words. But say God's word to yourself. Even in the darkness of the physical, you are not seeing top. This woman, she said within herself. She could have said, my body is not quick to respond to healing. That was the reality. She could have said, this issue of blood will kill me. She could have said within herself. I am such an unclean person to God. Time will fail me. One day I'll preach to you about this woman with the issue of blood. You understand that she could have said, even God sees me as an unclean person. She could have said, why am I a woman? Look at all my siblings, the males. Look at how pale I look. Look at how discarded I am. She could have said, I will never bring forth to children. She could have said, everybody hates me. There are some people who say that to their spirits. You see, you are not loving your spirit. Some people say to themselves, why am I always like this? Ladies and gentlemen, God wants us to speak the right things within us. Nobody will hear you. This decree that we should decree is not waking up in the morning and saying that maybe I'm in the righteousness of God. Yes, you can do that outwardly. Ladies and gentlemen, in the quietness of your own life, just say it. Whether you feel it or not, within you, I am the righteousness of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to say good things to yourself. You have to improve your inner dialogue. There is external communication and internal communication. There are some things people will hear you and they say you are wonderful. This guy, he is very good. All that he says is fine, but you see, his internal talk, his inner talk, he puts himself down.
Na betu ya baso beti ya bebi ya kasa mi akacho se, oh, bre ya na asiste yi kasa pa. Na su wa umunu diya wo kachira wo hunenye.
Say wonderful things to yourself.
Kanyoma eje fegu wa osu.
Look at black people and say that we will not be like this forever.
Na ushen profua enko ye. Kachira wo se ye nye se ya anko siye wye ye.
You will not say we are crabs.
Ya nkasa ye ya koto.
We are snakes.
It
will take a long time for us to make it. Have you heard such talk before?
What is our seminar?
When you hear that, it doesn't, your spirit becomes like.
So what is our seminar?
You can go and eat your fufu with the oil that is streaming on your arms. But I tell you, if you don't tell yourself that I am a good mother, that I'm disciplined, I am a child of God, I am intelligent, you may not look intelligent, the report may say that you are not intelligent. They say things to you that breaks your spirit. But when God sees you, in spite of the fact that you are not doing well in school, do you know what he will say? He say you are intelligent. Declare it to yourself. And it will be established unto you. And the light will shine in your path.
Hallelujah.
Read on. The Bible says that when they say that there is somebody has fallen, you will say there is exaltation.
Hallelujah. Was it simple? Nipa kasa ya shiasia. Wodi awobe kasa ya sorry. Hallelujah.
That is how God wants us to love ourselves as black people.
Na sa kwan we su no nyame pesa ye do ye hu se bi before.
Right inside.
Wo ye mu nan kasa.
It's not enough to have big houses, but inside you are dirty. Negative talk.
What can sama enye ne dugu umu?
You are not loving your spirit. God loves us unconditionally so that we will love ourselves in spite of whether I'm poor or not. I say God's word to myself that as for me, I have been provided for and I will be rich in this life. Tell your spirit. And although people are putting you down outside, put value on yourself. They may insult you outside. They may look down at you at the airport outside. One time I was in the UK. I was in the UK. I heard this man. You see that he was coming in front of me. And I was going towards, I was in Rochester Row. Westminster, city of Westminster, Buckingham Palace is there. I felt good that that was my first time in the UK. There came this man walking towards me. He was talking and throwing his arms. I said, what is going on? He was talking and throwing his arms. When he got a little close to me, I heard him say, these days everybody is coming here. I looked behind me to see whether he was, because I didn't think I'm not everybody coming here.
Yes!
I didn't get there to go and beg or look for a job. I went there with a lot of money to go and spend in their economy.
Yes, sir. Was it here? Someone titin krono kind Buckingham near the share. So folk or you could say ni day dikan. No do a pot one was see. So folk of yes see. What's it then? Walk over. Na brantie biba kasa tututu nsa kasa se hunu kwa adan yo hu ya se sisi adu obi aba America ho de na wo ho ho se obi aba UK
I didn't think he was speaking to me. There was a guy, he looked like a Romanian. He was walking beside him and it was like he was smiling while this man was talking by heart. He saw that the man was talking about me, but I didn't hear a lot. So when I heard that and I looked back to see there was nobody behind, I said, ah, could he be speaking to me?
This other
white guy who looked like an Eastern European person, said, don't mind him. He used their language, you know, very bad language. You can't speak it here. I mean, he is that, you know.
Now, was he Romanian? Or been so fun or catch and so in fin way? Now, Jina Humanin and Atti Janu Monko.
Ladies and gentlemen, you put value on your own self. Let your spirit be a strong spirit that sustains every weakness in your society. Until we receive the kingdom as an arrangement in future, if we will learn how to love ourselves and the mind behind God's love for us, we will not abuse that love He shows to us. We will take it and utilize it and let the thing become real in our lives. They look at the life and say, this guy, God loves him. What blessing. What favor. Love yourself. As a dark skinned person.
So will you be bini?
God bless you.
Oh. You came
from heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.